91X News.
It's 11 degrees and sunny at 8 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. Members of the community are invited to attend the official launch of the Campaign for Loyalist College. The campaign's in support of the Sustainable Skills, Technology and Life Sciences Center. Now that the construction of the Skills Center is complete, the college's next goal is to fill it up with the latest equipment for students. Their goal is to raise $5 million for needed equipment and $1 million in endowment and awards for student financial assistance. The launch starts at 10:30 this morning. Due to ongoing construction on Dundas Street East, Belleville Police will be canceling the free volunteer criminal record checks today. The free checks will resume as scheduled in 2 weeks on Tuesday, June 19th. Former Conservative Fisheries Minister John Fraser has joined a national campaign against a federal budget bill that would weaken environmental laws. Fraser says the public needs to call on their MPs to fight Bill C-38 so that major development projects like pipelines cannot proceed without careful scrutiny. Fraser says politicians from all stripes are coming together to voice their concerns over the omnibus bill, which they say will weaken environmental reviews.
Four former fisheries ministers, two of them conservative and two of them liberal, David Anderson, Herb Delawell, Tom Sidden and myself, have all come out and said the same thing. That the omnibus bill is the wrong way to proceed in a democratic system.
Labor groups and First Nations are also fighting Bill C-38. The suspect in the weekend shooting at Toronto's Eaton Centre has been remanded in custody until August 15th. 23-year-old Christopher Husbands turned himself in to police early yesterday. Husbands was supposed to be under house arrest when he allegedly went on a shooting rampage on Saturday evening. He killed one person and wounded six others. He's now been charged with one count of first-degree murder and six counts of attempted murder. Police say the slain man, along with an associate who remained in critical condition with gunshot wounds, belonged to the same gang as the suspect. With growing concerns about the global economy, the Bank of Canada is expected to hold the line yet again today on interest rates. Reporter Terry Pedwell says Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is signaling that Ottawa could push more money out the door if the economy worsens.
Jim Flaherty is to discuss the worsening economic climate this morning with his group of seven counterparts. The finance minister told reporters in Toronto yesterday he considers the global economic situation to be serious, but that Canada has room to spend if needed to prop up the economy thanks to the country's relatively small federal debt and deficit.
The Bank of Canada is widely expected to leave its key rate unchanged at 1% today. Governor Mark Carney could also end up discouraging any thought of a rise in interest rates this year because of a slowing economy. The Liberal government's controversial anti-bullying legislation comes up for third and final reading in the Ontario legislature today. Catholic educators and church leaders are fuming after the Liberals amended their anti-bullying bill so schools must allow students to call anti-homophobia clubs gay-straight alliances if they wish. The Conservatives who oppose the amendment say it's triggered a debate over the funding of Catholic schools that's overshadowed the bullying issue. Education Minister Laurel Broughton insists the government has no intention of reopening the funding debate. The Jubilee celebration of Queen Elizabeth's 60 years on the throne wraps up today in Great Britain. Yesterday, Her Majesty was serenaded by some of the top entertainers in the world. ABC's Tom Rivers is in London.
A star-studded concert has been staged outside Buckingham Palace in honor of the Queen's 60 years on the British throne. The rain finally went away and the tribute gig before thousands came off without a hitch. A who's who of the music world performed, including Stevie Wonder.
I feel honored that I was invited to come and be a part of it.
Elton John as well was there, no stranger to the Queen.
We've met on many occasions, yes, and she's an incredibly funny, brilliant woman, and I have a lot of great stories that I will cherish.
The Queen attended without her husband. Prince Philip has been hospitalized with a bladder infection. Paul McCartney says,
I hope he's okay. I think, you know, we all send our best wishes for speedy recovery.
Philip will miss the rest of the Jubilee events, and he'll be kept in the hospital for the next few days. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And a U.S. drone strike has possibly killed al-Qaeda's number two leader. Sagar Magani has the story.
Abu Yahya al-Libi became al-Qaeda's de facto number two after Osama bin Laden's death. He was a key propagandist who was in U.S. custody at one point, escaping from Bagram, Afghanistan in 2005. Papers seized in the bin Laden raid revealed al-Libi was highly critical of the Pakistani Taliban for carrying out public attacks that killed innocent Muslims, accusing the group of clear legal and religious mistakes. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
That's 91X News to 806 Sports and Weather are next.
All right, team, that was great. If we keep this up, we'll make it to the finals.
So, Dad, how about a reward? You could take us out for lunch.
You got it. It's pizza time at Brenda's Pizza Factory. I can feed the entire team delicious, healthy homemade food without breaking the bank. What do you say, boys?
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with three locations to serve you. In Belleville, call 968-3336, and in Napanee, 354-3000.
91X Sports, it's a great time to be a hockey fan in Los Angeles with the Kings just one win away from capturing their first Stanley Cup. Jonathan Quick stopped all 22 shots he faced as LA drove a dagger through the hearts of the New Jersey Devils with a 4-0 victory last night. With the win, they take a 3-0 lead in the series. Kings defenseman Drew Doughty says a 3-0 series lead does not mean they've wrapped up the final.
Before the series, I'm sure that we thought that this could happen. We didn't obviously think it would, but we knew there was a good possibility. But those first two games, they easily could have won. We got two bounces in overtime and put the puck in the net, and they easily could have done that too. So we can't get ahead of ourselves. That's a great team over there.
Alec Martinez, Andrei Kopitar, Jeff Carter, and Justin Williams all scored for the Kings, who can wrap up the season at home tomorrow. And after word that Tim Thomas will be taking a year off to focus on what he calls the three Fs, faith, family, and friends, another NHL goalie is making some changes. Thomas Vokoun waived his no-trade clause with Washington and was dealt to Pittsburgh for a seventh-round draft pick. Vokoun was set to be an unrestricted free agent this summer, but instead signed a two-year contract with the Penguins, where he will back up Marc-Andre Fleury. The Oklahoma City Thunder are on the brink of their first trip to the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant scored 27 points and Russell Westbrook added 23 as the Thunder won their third straight. Final score was 108-103 over San Antonio, giving the Thunder a 3-2 lead in the West Conference Final. Manu Ginobili scored 34 for the Spurs but missed the potential game-tying shot in the final seconds. Durant says Russell Westbrook is one reason why they've gone ahead in the series after dropping the first two games.
We just made adjustments, I guess, after game two. We just play harder, playing more together. 22 assists. You know, Russell was great at controlling the whole game on both ends of the floor. You know, and we kind of follow his lead, you know, and we just playing together, man, and playing hard.
Game six goes tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. The Toronto Blue Jays had two picks in the opening round of the 2012 baseball draft and used the first to take outfielder DJ Davis, an 18-year-old high schooler out of Mississippi. Davis is considered by many to be the fastest player available and a potential leadoff hitter. The Blue Jays selected 5'9" Duke University right-hander Marcus Stroman five picks later. Andrew Tinnish, the Blue Jays director of amateur scouting, says the team stuck to its philosophy of selecting the best player available.
Davis was the top guy on our board when it was our turn to pick, and that's always been our philosophy, to take the best available player when it's our turn to pick. Stroman was, Stroman was the next pick, and we were fortunate that we were able to get both of them.
That's 91X Sports. Looking at the forecast today, sunny this morning, a chance of showers this afternoon and a high of 21 degrees. Risk of showers continuing overnight with a low of 12. For tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, showers in the afternoon and early in the evening. The risk of a thunderstorm as well and a high of 21. And for Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 12 and a high of 21. At 8:10, it's 11 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Check out 91X.fm to listen live. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 8:30.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.